Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
I love Fridays, but I hate this story, and you'll understand why. Hoverboard injuries and fires are on the rise. If you know what these are, if you have kids, then you might know what these are. These hoverboards look like a Segway, but without handles. And you step on the hoverboard, and you balance, and you lean forward to go forward, you lean back to go back, you lean sideways to turn. So here's my story. My daughter got one. She got one for her bat mitzvah. They're quite expensive, and they are dangerous as hell. We couldn't even tell her pediatrician the other night when she had her well visit that she had one, because I knew if I did, her pediatrician would lay into me like nobody's business. Well, now here they're finding out more and more injuries. People are falling off of these things and they're starting on fire. A spokeswoman for the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says injuries have become increasingly common in recent months, as have fires, at least 10 fires in 9 states. The injuries treated in emergency rooms include fractures, strains, sprains, contusions, lacerations, and head injuries. This is so nice. It sort of is kind of a double-edged sword here. You want your kid to have fun. These things look like they're a lot of fun. I have used it. I'm actually pretty good at it, but I did fall off of it once, and I took a wicked hard spill. I fell on carpet, so at least I was not so bad, but I was stepping off. And when you step off the thing, it can sometimes sense that it's being pushed on and move. You step off of it, this one moved forward, and I absolutely went flying on my ass. And so that sucked. I wasn't hurt. Thankfully, I'm, you know, in pretty good shape, but I was sore for a couple of days, I must say. But now a bunch of airlines, because of these devices catching fire, the 3 biggest airlines, Delta, United, and American, they will no longer allow them on planes because they pose a fire hazard. New York City has banned them, with police citing an existing code against motorized scooters. Now, so for a little while, these tubes that you pull behind a boat, these ones that actually went up in the air, were really a big hit. And then people were getting wickedly hurt. So those things became illegal. And I'm wondering when that's going to happen with hoverboards. Now, this one guy in this story that was on WebMD said that he confiscated his son's because he got hurt on it. His son got hurt on it and plans to sell it and give the kid the money to buy himself another birthday present. They run as much from about $300 up to $1,200. They're very expensive. There's knockoffs on the market where if you open the little thing that shows the battery, there's duct tape, and you can tell that this is a knockoff version. The wires come loose. Sometimes they stop for no reason if the batteries are dead. So I want to talk to all the parents out there. My daughter's only allowed to use hers inside the house. We live in a ranch house. And she can cruise around through the kitchen, into the living room, through down the hallway where everything is pretty well carpeted. She is allowed to use it inside the house. As far as outside the house, the rule that I have is she can be at the park where it's a very smooth sidewalk with not a lot of cracks and rocks and things. She has to be in a helmet and knee pads and wrist guards. So she doesn't use it outside because she doesn't want to have to put on all that stuff. But if I could football pad her up, I absolutely would. These things are dangerous and scary as hell. And now that the injuries and fires are on the rise, I'm going to play this segment for her because it is really scary. So parents out there, think twice before you buy these hoverboards or scooter boards or whatever you want to call them. The injuries are on the ride. I know I spent the whole time on these electric scooters, but they are dangerous, scare the crap out of me, and my kid has one. So go figure, but we have a great show coming up. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.